Joining us is Mr. Vic Kraus, and you're from Warbird Operations.
Exactly, yes, sir.
And what exactly do you do?
You know, I try to carry the word. A lot goes on up north at the north end of the field with the Warbirds of America, and a lot of it is not necessarily published in the daily papers or put on schedules. In fact, we've been conducting, the Warbirds of America has produced a very interesting attraction that I don't think anybody should miss, and it's called the Warbirds of America Adventure Tram Tour. We call it the best kept secret at Oshkosh.
Well, yeah, I've never heard of that one.
I took it, I think, last year, and it's a guided tour. You're in the tram, and they take you around and show you all the warbirds, give you a little bit of information about them and everything. It's very cool.
Absolutely, and I recall speaking with you last year, and I
That's where we met.
I induced you to give that ride a try, and I'm hoping you enjoyed it.
I did. It's well worth the effort. It really is.
About 40 minutes, fully narrated. And the fellows that narrate are very, very well-versed in all the different aircraft. And there's a lot of fighters that have actually had combat experience. And you'll hear things about these airplanes and their owners, their past owners, and the heroes that flew them that you won't hear on the radio. You won't see it on the internet. So there's some great experience to be had. And it's perfect for youngsters, seniors, first-time visitors, families, military vets, and even politicians and lawyers. Everybody's welcome. You know what I mean?
Including the lawyers. Wow.
Hey, that's pretty open, isn't it?
Yes, it is.
About how long does that tram take?
It loads up on the hour every hour. Starts about, in fact, I think they're going to light one up at 9 o'clock this morning. It goes on the hour every hour. It's right over by Warbird Alley, right adjacent to the Warbirds in Review grandstand. There's a big white tent called the Training Command. That's where they collect all the people and put them into a holding area ready for the next ride, etc. It's good to get there about at least 15 minutes too. It loads up pretty quick. Tram has 30 plus seats, so kind of limited. Honestly, this is, and again, one of the best kept secrets at Osh. It's a great excursion. And did I mention it's free?
Oh, I like free.
Free is good.
Free is very good. Have you had a good Warbird turnout this year?
Yes, the entire Warbird area is very heavily populated already. In fact, there was quite a few that flew in yesterday in mass formations. And in fact, I took a couple of hops yesterday and ended up sitting waiting for about 20 or 30 arrivals. It was pretty busy yesterday afternoon.
Oh, sure. He gets to fly in them.
No kidding.
You know, if you need ballast, just call us.
Hey, yeah, we're great for wheel chocks and prop polishers and that kind of stuff.
I'm going to write your name and phone number down. I'll tell you that.
Please call us.
So what can we look forward to this weekend?
I'll tell you what. The big news, I think, of the show, and it's going to be an enormous draw. This place is going to be overpopulated come Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. The Thunderbirds, the Air Force Thunderbirds, a military jet act that has not occurred at an air venture or Oshkosh, as they called it back, since I think the 70s.
Yeah.
Snowbirds, I think, was the last act. I may be wrong, but and it was, 40 years ago?
Yeah. Oh, wow.
Now, so this is going to be huge that they even pulled this off and got all the agreements and the clearances and what have you to vacate the necessary box
right.
for these guys
yep.
to perform right. in.
We were looking at that yesterday going, that's like half of the flight line has to be pushed back.
And Dave, you know, I had the blessed opportunity to watch the Thunderbirds perform in Florida back in March of this year. They did a big show in Punta Gorda, just north of Fort Myers, and the T-Birds came in. What a production it is. But what was really cool is I think number three is a gal.
That's right.
There you go.
That's
and
right.
She is the bomb, let me tell you what. And it was great for all the female aviation enthusiasts in the audience to know that there was a gal up there just putting it all out there and doing a marvelous job. So it really embraces, you know, the entire aviation community, this act, this Thunderbird.
So we can look forward to a lot of noise.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Get your earplugs ready. That's for darn sure.
Oh, yeah, oh, yeah. Now, what about large bombers? I understand Commemorative Air Force is bringing in their B-24.
Absolutely. I believe they're now, they had Fifi here a while back. I think last year. And I'm not really acquainted as to whether or not they're bringing it in this year, but they're bringing in the B-24 for certain. I think a few other aircraft will be here. There's going to be a real good showing of warbirds of every size, from little L-birds all the way up to the big four-engine bombers. So
Are you guys going to be flying most of these aircraft during the air show demonstrations?
They are. The schedule's pretty much all air show every day of the week. I think there's one stand down day, but they put up jets instead of the prop planes. But they will sprinkle different aircraft into the act every day. But you can be assured you won't get bored if you watch every air show all week long. You'll see something new, unique, and different, and you'll come away with a great experience.
How many P-51s do they have down in Warbird Alley right now?
I'll tell you what. I came in myself Saturday, 11:15. There was one or two. By the end of the evening, there was a half a dozen. Yesterday, they brought in probably three or four more. I would say Fighter Town, and I didn't pay attention as I was scurrying to grab a quick coffee before I headed over here, but I didn't do a count, but Fighter Town looked like it was at least 70% populated, and that's a pretty good spread of acreage there.
That is. I've been down there. Are they going to do the, what was that they did a bunch of years ago? They brought about 11 Mustangs out here, and they throttled them up. Are they going to do that again this year?
You know what? I can't answer that for the fighter guys. I don't know if they're going to spend that kind of money on the fuel or not. They might. They might do that. You know, we did something like that with the T-6s, and this goes back to the late Carl Schmieder days, about seven or 8 years ago. Carl organized a 60-ship formation, which back, you know, 9, 10 years ago was unheard of. It was for the 60th anniversary, I think, of the T-6s, so that had been 15 years ago. And what we did is we lined them up on 1-8, and all of the exhaust collectors were facing the crowd line, and cocked all the planes and did a mass run-up with these 60 ships.
Wow.
And, you know, each ship 600 horsepower, so 60 times 6, 36,000 horsepower going on. Is that fun or what?
That is. The Mustang, I got that on videotape, and I keep hoping that they would do that again. The crowd absolutely went nuts. They loved it.
You know, I'll tell you what, Eddie, I'll carry the word back.
Please
on that.
Do.
And because, you know, if you hit a nerve and it works and it sparks interest, imagination, and enjoyment, you want to repeat it.
So absolutely.
I'll carry the word on that.
Thank
good
you.
Idea. Very good idea.
What other highlights you got for us?
You know what? You can't come to Oshkosh without going to at least one or two of the Warbirds in Review shows. They start them up at about 9, well, usually they'll say 10 o'clock and 1 o'clock, but really get there at 9:30. Because the reenactor guys come out with all the garb and do a whole pre-narration for 15 minutes. And then at quarter to the hour, quarter to 10, out comes Teresa Eames. Mm-hmm. Teresa Eames is the songbird of Warbird Alley. And when you close your eyes and that girl starts singing, you're going to think you're in 1940, if you were born in 1940, that is. But she'll carry you back. And then, of course, they start the show on that 10 o'clock hour and that 1 o'clock hour.
So. Wonderful. We've run into Teresa before. She comes out to World War II weekend in Reading, Pennsylvania, and knocks them dead for 3 days.
She's a delight.
She is.
A delight. And what a beautiful voice.
Yep, got a good set of pipes.
I'll say.
Definitely.
But anyway, so you got the reenactors going on, Warbirds in Review. You can't miss that Adventure Tram Tour. Got to take that. We got the Thunderbirds, biggest act, military act since 40 years. And the Aeroshell team. Who could not mention those guys? Brilliant. And they were on the cover of Air Show magazine and in the center spread. So that's a good magazine to carry over and have them autograph if you get a copy.
Yeah, if you have a copy.
Definitely.
Yeah, beautiful. So anyway, a lot going on. We encourage people to come on down and explore. It's you know, the guys bring these airplanes in from all over the country. And there's only one thing we ask. When you come down to the Warbird area and you're visiting the complex, and please, don't feed the pilots. No, some of these guys are just barely fitting into those flight suits, and I'm thinking, you know, one more peanut or two, and we're going to have a wardrobe malfunction or something.
Or the airplane will be overgrossed.
There you go, Dave.
You know, there are some Warbirds that literally are that tight.
Yes. Well, even a T-6, you fill it with gas,
yep.
and you put a fella in the back that's 2.5, and it's working to get the tail up.
All right, Vic, well, thank you for joining us, and we'll be sure to get on down to Warbird Alley.
It's a real pleasure. You guys come down, we'll give you a VIP tour on that tram.
Oh, we'll take you up on that.
Very
excellent.
Good.
Thank you, Dave.
Yep. This is EAA Radio.